father's love. Father stands for F, friend, A, advisor, T, trustee, H, help, E, encourager, R, role model. As a friend, we can always share ideas with Father. Dad's good advice is always helpful as we navigate life's journey. God entrusts us into the hands of our fathers, and God expects fathers to bring up their children to honor God. Fathers are always quick to offer help when we need it. Fathers do encourage us to hold on tenaciously to their vision and to work hard to achieve our goals. Fathers are our own in-house role models, guiding us to aspire to reach our full potentials. Without Father, there would be no life. Without Father, our identity is incomplete. And without Father, the future can be extra challenging. There are so many definitions of love nowadays, but we'll turn to the unchanging and infallible Word of God in dissecting a father's love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 8. Love is patient, love is kind. It has not envy, it has not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Daddy's love is patient. Our Heavenly Father is patient with us despite our disobedience and all our flaws. Our earthly fathers also do show us so much patience when they must answer 101 questions from their toddlers. In our teenage years, sometimes we get a little rebellious and rude, but Dad still patiently loves us. As young adults, sometimes we struggle to find our feet, but Dad patiently guides us through the stage. Even as older adults, Dad still dotes on us with his patient love. Daddy's love is kind. We reach our lives today because of the mercies and kindness of our Heavenly Father. Our earthly fathers also do lavish us with their kindness. From their bounty, school fees have been paid, several gifts received, and pocket money to sustain our endeavors. Love does not boast and is not proud. Our earthly fathers are very humble and approachable. They draw us near to themselves and smother us with care and affection. The only boast is that they serve the living God and He will come through for all those who trust in Him. We are also encouraged to put our trust in the Lord and to do things that will make our earthly fathers proud. Love does not dishonor others. Our fathers love us tenderly. They never tear us down. They model God's love for us by giving us second chances to prove ourselves and to be better children. Our fathers treat the less privileged with decency and respect. Dad does not seek his own benefit. He seeks that others would benefit, that will become better people. It's Dad's prayer that will do much better in all areas of life than he has done. He puts his experience and resources at our disposal so we can excel and make the world a better place. Dad is not easily angered. He understands that we will make mistakes. There's an Akan proverb that succinctly captures how Dad loves his own. And it goes like this. When a child urinates on your lap, you wipe off the fluid rather than cut off your own leg. Dad graciously loves us in spite of our errors. Dad does not use our past errors against us. Rather, he encourages us to become the very best that we could ever be. Dad always encourages us to speak the truth. Dad understands that it is imperative for us as children to walk in truth. Dad protects us, trusts us, keeps hope alive, and perseveres in loving us despite all the odds. With such love coming from our Father above and through our earthly fathers, we dare not fail. We are a success. On this special day, we doff our hats to all fathers for an outstanding job done. To those whose fathers have been called to be with the Lord, it's our prayer that the good Lord will keep and provide for you. To those who do not have a good relationship with their fathers, it's our prayer that you take a step today to mend that broken relationship. To all fathers who feel they've fallen short in one way or the other, we pray that the Lord will give you strength to do the things that must be done. Amen. Maranatha. Come, Lord Jesus Christ.